Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to have Preds Pick the Click brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka coming up at 8:45. So you'll have your chance to get in on that later this hour. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports at 9, and then Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst at 9:30. Also throwing around a bunch of pickup lines all show long. Joe Rex Road, do you have a pickup line for this segment?
You must be yogurt because I want to spoon you.
Good God.
Delivered just like that.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I'm sure that would work.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
That'll work.
Oh, man. If that did work, God bless that woman. Taking your pickup lines all show long here on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025.
We've gotten some good ones on Twitter.
We have.
We've gotten some good ones over email.
We have.
A lot of good pickup lines floating around there this morning.
There are.
In various forms.
All better than either Joe's or mine.
Tori on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, my husband and I were in the kitchen this morning, and I grabbed my lunchbox from the freezer. I asked him to please check the freezer when he had the chance because my lunchbox didn't feel as frozen as usual. He replied, well, I'm sure everything in the freezer started melting when you opened the door because you're so hot. I busted out laughing. We've been married for 26 years. And he still uses cheesy lines on me. How
Man,
about that?
That's pretty good.
He's been alive 26 years.
Yeah. I think about doing that every once in a while.
You're going to start dropping some pickup lines
at home? See how that goes.
So we've had a lot of really good ones. We'll continue to read them off on the show here today. And if you got the best one, you'll have your chance to win a $1,000 Genesis Diamond gift card. So text line 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We've had a lot of quarterback movement already. Stafford out in Indy. Jared Goff going to Detroit. The Deshaun Watson saga that is right now with the Houston Texans. This could be a very interesting offseason in the NFL when it comes to quarterback movement. And Ryan Porth, you have compiled a list of quarterbacks around the NFL that could be on different teams when the season begins next year. Where do we think those guys are going to go? Do you have your list available to you right now?
I do.
Oh.
I do. And let's start with the biggest name on the block, apparently. Now, the Houston Texans are adamant that they are not trading number four.
Uh-huh.
We'll see how that goes as the offseason has kicked into high gear ever since Sunday night's Super Bowl. So, which team does Deshaun Watson start the 2021 season with?
Well, I'll start on this one. I've said this on Call Your Shot Friday, so I've got to stick with it at this point. I'm going to go the New Orleans Saints. I hear Sean Payton, and he's talking about Jameis Winston being a part of their plans and Taysom Hill being a part of their plans if Drew Brees decides to retire. But I think when Drew Brees makes it official, and I believe he will this offseason and retires, it's hard for me to believe that with that roster and the talent that they have, that Sean Payton is going to be comfortable going into next season with Jameis Winston and or Taysom Hill as your starting quarterback. And because of that, I think they're going to move or make a big move or at least attempt to make a big move. I will say Deshaun Watson ends up as the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Joe Rex Road.
Well, I'll stick with what I predicted too, even though there's all this Kirk Cousins talk with San Francisco, which makes sense because obviously he and Kyle Shanahan go back to Washington. But I'm going to go with the Niners. I think one thing about this deal is that I do think the Texans have got to be thinking in terms of getting him in the other conference. Your pick works that way.
Yeah.
But so does this one as well. So the Niners have some assets certainly to trade for him. So I'm going to guess Niners, I still think that there's 12 teams right now probably easily that you could actually absolutely make the case for, having enough to get him and a deal being possible. But I'll go with the Niners.
Moving on to the city of brotherly love, there's been a lot of smoke around Carson Wentz in the last handful of days that maybe the Eagles are going to pull the trigger on a trade for Carson Wentz in the not-too-distant future. So, Which team does Carson Wentz start the 2021 season with?
So, Rex Rowe, would you like to start?
Well, I'm going to go with the Bears. That's where the smoke is. So, although some of the smoke I thought may have materialized into something by now, so you wonder if there's something that's holding it up. But there's a lot of talk about Bears-Eagles on him. So I'll go Bears. And it makes sense for them to give it a shot.
There's two teams that are very interesting in the Carson Wentz discussion, and that is Chicago, Indianapolis, also very interesting with Frank Reich being there. I look at the other options around. We've talked about Sam Darnold. We'll discuss him a little bit more coming up. I just don't see it. I think Carson Wentz ends up in Indianapolis. I do. I think he ends up with the Colts. That'll be my final answer. Carson Wentz to Indy. But be scared, Titans fans.
Yeah. Well, but it sounds like obviously, they could come back around. At this point, they don't, right? Like, the price is too much, right? Well, based on the reporting around that.
Right, but the price can change.
The price can change, certainly, yeah.
All right, next up in the quarterback musical chairs is Sam Darnold, former top five overall pick for the New York Jets.
I will say, to begin the season, Sam Darnold is still a member of the New York Jets. I think that he'll be there. I think that maybe you move on after that. I'm very interested to see what the Jets do in the draft. Do they go with quarterback right away? Some people have them taking a quarterback. Some people have them taking a wide receiver with the first overall or the second overall pick in the draft. Going to be very fascinating to see what the Jets do on that front. I will say, to begin with, Sam Darnold is still a member of the New York Jets. Maybe that changes early next year, but I'll say to start the season, he's still with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, I mean, I'm going to do the same thing just because, I mean, I think clearly the Jets are hoping he's in Houston. That's their hope, is that Sam Darnold's in Houston next year. But I can't predict the Jets not to get him and then predict Sam Darnold's going to be gone. So I'm going to say the same thing. At this point, sticking with him doesn't mean that they don't draft someone. And I'm sure there's something else that could emerge for him. There's other teams out there that are looking for quarterbacks. So the Broncos, the Panthers. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there. But at this point, I think that's the most likely outcome if they can't make the trade with Houston.
Next up, going down south for a few hours, Matt Ryan.
Ooh.
Longtime quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll see if Arthur Smith keeps Matt Ryan as his quarterback for 2021. So, which team does Matt Ryan start 2021 with?
This one's very interesting to me. I'm very tempted to just say Atlanta and that he stays there and that Arthur Smith sees what he has with him and then maybe you can make a decision after that. But I think there's a chance the Falcons could end up with a quarterback falling right in their lap in the draft this year. And if that happens, you can get a lot of capital, I think, from Matt Ryan going the other way. I will say Matt Ryan begins next season as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. I think Matt Ryan will be the quarterback of the Bears. He joins the NFC North along with Aaron Rodgers with some high-level quarterbacks.
That'd be very interesting.
It would be.
That would be. And I can definitely see that happening. I'm going to go I think there's a real strong chance that Matt Ryan is still there and that he's like the bridge quarterback and that they still get a young quarterback. But I'm going to take a stab because we have to involve this franchise. I'm going to take a stab that he's Bill Belichick's next reclamation project. Matt Ryan switching sides, going to the team that ruined what should have been a coronation for him and joining Bill Belichick.
I've got an idea of who their quarterback's going to be, but we'll touch on that here in just a second.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
All right. The last name on this list is Dak Prescott, who is currently not under contract for the 2021 season with the Dallas Cowboys. Does he stay in Big D or does he go elsewhere?
I think he definitely stays in Big D. I mean, they've said it. And look, he's a really good player. But he also, I'm not sure he's top shelf, top tier guy. Got a pretty good thing going there in Dallas, other than, the annoyance of having Jerry Jones as your owner. But I think he'll be there.
I think he'll be there as well. I'm interested to see, do they franchise him again? Do you sign him to a long-term deal? Like, is he a guy they're willing to commit to? Now, They offered him some big money last offseason, and he turned it down. So that is the fascinating part of this. Maybe he wants to be elsewhere. Now, the injury, I think, changes things. And maybe if you're Dak Prescott, you're more willing to, for the security part of this, take the longer-term deal. If it's not, even if it's not the money, quite the money you're looking for, maybe you're more willing that part around, or this time around, just based on the severity of the injury you just had. But I think Dak Prescott remains in Big D.
All right. Those were the five quarterbacks up for discussion.
Let me toss this one out at you. There's kind of some smoke right now that the Raiders could be interested in trading Marcus Mariota and a team that has been connected, the New England Patriots. What would you think about Marcus Mariota, starting quarterback for the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick?
I think about 6-10.
Sounds about right.
I mean, I'd love it.
Look, it's out there.
I'd love to see Mariota get a chance.
Don't you think Belichick has to swing higher than that?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I just don't see him going through this five-year rebuild process. At his age, given everything he's accomplished, also by the way, his former quarterback just won a Super Bowl. I mean, that factors into this, too.
Yeah, you could say, that's not a factor, you know, but you can't tell me, realistically, that Belichick, the egos in this sport, that he doesn't want to come right back and show, okay, I've got something, too. Mario does not.
Maybe he's that guy.
I don't think that's your ticket. I don't think that. Hey, he looked good for the most part last time we saw him on the football
field. He did.
He did.
Until he threw a brutal interception.
A bad pick. He did look good. Maybe Belichick's like, you know what? That guy's healthy. He's in a better mindset. I can make him into a star.
Who would you take, Cam Newton from last year or Marcus?
Probably I'd take Marcus.
Cam is beat up.
Yeah,
Cam's so beat up and limited now.
He looked very bad as that season went on last year. It'll be very interesting to see what the quarterback movement looks like this offseason. And speaking of movement, we've got some free agency wish lists coming up next for the Tennessee Titans. Who should they target in free agency? We'll discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 102.5 The Game is kicking off every weekend with free beer. And who doesn't love free beer? So make sure you're tuning in all day Friday for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Bavarian Beer House located at Opry Mills Mall. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, and Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And Joe, now that the offseason, I guess, is officially here, the Super Bowl is done. Now we look ahead to the offseason and the NFL draft coming up in a few months. We can start talking about the wish list for the Tennessee Titans and some options they can pursue to help get this team and specifically this defense back to a place where you can be competitive in the AFC playoff picture. So with that in mind, you come out with a story today on theathletic.com highlighting some of the wish lists that you would have for the Tennessee Titans. And with that in mind, I will turn things over to you, Joe Rex Road.
Did you know Joe writes for The Athletic?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, miss. Yeah, your legs must be tired because you've been running through my mind all night. That's.
I don't know if they're getting better or worse.
That's a classic. That's a classic right there. So I got a Titans wish list. Today we're all at The Athletic doing wish lists for teams, and Shil Kapadia has top 50 free agents out there. He's got a couple Titans on that list.
Friend of the show.
Shil Kapadia. He's got Corey Davis and Johnny Smith both on that list. I don't think he has Jayon Brown on that list. I'll have to review it. I think he actually has a new one coming out today, too. And then, of course, Dane Brugler. Mock drafts galore. I went with four areas, okay? And the thing is, with the Titans free agency wish list, to me, a huge part of that is the keep list.
Yeah.
So the four areas are outside linebacker, defensive line, receiver, tight end. And again, receiver and tight end, it's two different things. Tight end to me is if you can keep that room together, you keep the room together. And, you know, Firkser, by the way, Pro Football Focus put Firkser like in, I don't know, 100-something on their top free agents list and predicted him getting like $5 million deal, multi-year. So
keep your hands off of Anthony Firkser.
That's interesting. I mean, hey, the guy.
Offensive weapon.
Yeah, the guy produces. So So here's the thing, though. If you're the Titans, then you have to even just give him like $3 million more than you've been giving him, which is less than a million. That has an impact on the bottom line, too. But that's the room you keep together. Receiver, yes, keep Davis. I reject the idea of Allen Robinson because you are not – I mean, if someone wants to sign Corey Davis for $15 million, okay, then he's going somewhere else. If you can get him for 10 to 12, I think you have to do it. But Allen Robinson is going to command, I think, more than that. You don't go
– He's going to get more than Corey Davis.
Right. So, to me, that's not even – he's not even in the discussion. I think Marvin Jones Jr. is a pretty good, cheaper alternative if you lose Corey Davis. That's my like we're supposed to do, ideal option and backup option. Ideal option is Davis. Backup option is Marvin Jones. But then later, you also have to bolster your room. I threw out some names. Sammy Watkins. I mean, look, Sammy Watkins is interesting because I think he's good, and I think in a different offense he might be featured more. But the bottom line is he's become –
he gets hurt all the time.
He gets hurt all the time, and he's become a third, fourth receiver. Keelan Cole, Josh Reynolds, guys like this, I think you've got to go out, if you can, because we're doing all this stuff today that if you really add it all together, you're like $40 million over the cap. But you got to try to bolster the back end of that room. But, you know, the big thing is obviously pass rush. So my ideal option, because I know you said Shaq Barrett the other day. I get it. I just don't think it's going to be possible. I think the Bucs are tagging him.
They very well could.
I think the Bucs are tagging him. Worst case, they're probably going to sign him to a multi-year, but I think they're going to tag him. So to me, the ideal option is trash-talking Matthew Judon. I swear I'm not saying that just because it would be hilarious.
You just want to see it.
It would be hilarious for Matthew Judon to suddenly be on the salary cap. For anybody who didn't see his interview with CBS, he called the Titans, what do you call them?
The bad winners.
Bad winners, also babies.
Yeah. But if I'm on that side of the rivalry, I'm on that side of the rivalry.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the reason I like him, honestly, is because I think, look, it's going to be some money. I mean, he is an attractive guy on the market, but he's in basically the same defense. I like his physicality. I think he's an all-around good player. Because that's important too, but he's a guy who can get after the quarterback. And I think the Ravens cannot possibly sign Judon and Yannick Ngakoue. I'm just guessing that they're going to prioritize Ngakoue. And you know, Judon, he only had six sacks this year. He was third in quarterback hits in terms of a percentage of his pass rush. Only T.J. Watt and Joey Bosa were better on that. I think he's a really good player. And I think if again, the price is tolerable, you go there. Backup options, to me, I go Carl Lawson, two guys I wrote yep. about that John Glennon mentioned. Carl Lawson's one of them. Trey Hendrickson is another one of them. Trey Hendrickson had 13.5 freaking sacks. Big breakout. Lawson did not have a lot, 5.5, but he did have 32 quarterback hits. He's a good player, and that's a player you can, you know, the price obviously is key. I am scared of Bud Dupree. I'm scared off on Bud Dupree, and I realize his price could go down. I think Corey Curtis brought that up yesterday because of the ACL. But I think when you take the ACL and where he was playing into account, I don't think he's going to be worth the money that he's probably going to command.
So you brought up the receiver part of this, and that's interesting to me too. Marvin Jones, a very interesting name. Do you go sign a couple guys in free agency? Like we talked about the price tag for Allen Robinson, it's going to be huge. If you can't get Corey Davis, and we'll see whether or not they can and if he's back here next year, but if he's not, could you go sign two guys maybe for his price? Like some of the numbers that have been thrown out there for T.Y. Hilton, do the Colts let him go? Are they able to bring him back in the fold? If they're not, could that be a guy if you're interested in if you're the Titans? Like could you get Marvin Jones and T.Y. Hilton combined for roughly the same rate that a Corey Davis or even an Allen Robinson would be going for? And if so, is that the better route to go if you're the Titans?
I don't think it's the better route to go, but I think to answer your question, I think you could be in that neighborhood with two guys like that. I think the best route to go is to go with the guy you know fits exactly in your offense, you know fits in your run game, in your pass game, you know fits perfectly in your locker room. I mean, I think if you can make that happen, you make that happen. If you get a couple guys like that as a consolation, that could be good. You know, Hilton's tough. I have visions of Andre Johnson in my head, and you know, he was just on the down. Is Hilton that guy, or is a change in scenery and even to like a division rival, does that rejuvenate him? And does that, you know, push him back up to being a really good receiver? I mean, if that were was your 2 and 3, Marvin Jones and a good T.Y. Hilton, that'd be pretty good. But based on what we know, I mean, Davis is, I think, really important to try to bring back.
And if that is the route the Titans go, you've got to draft a receiver too. I'm not saying you've got to draft a receiver in the first round. You probably got to do it anyway. But you pretty high, whether it's the second round or the third round, you need a receiver that could come in and help you immediately. They didn't do that last year. They've got to do that. And I know we've talked about the draft a lot today, and there are a lot of positions that they need and that they could go in the draft. But to me, you've absolutely got to walk out of this draft with at least one receiver that could come in and help you right away.
Yeah, and it's just that's one position year after year that is it's rich in the draft, and you got to get in on that. Maybe the Packers should, I don't know, just a thought.
Maybe they ought to try it as well. Yeah.
I also got into D linemen here. I guess I shouldn't read the entire article on the air. But I think D linemen are...
I kind of left that out on purpose, but you go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, it's an interesting... So you could look at two guys on the edge. You could look at 1 and 1. You could look at Trent. I do think that Daquan Jones, there's a real good chance he's not back. He's a free agent. He made $7 million last year. I think that... You need to upgrade the impact there. You're not getting Leonard Williams. That dude's going to make a ton of money as a free agent right now, but I've got some ideas or some other guys down the list a little bit that you have to look at, I think. And, again, there's where you may also be prioritizing a draft pick. So we've got the Titans spending a lot of money and picking 17 players in the draft.
16 people coming in the draft. Be ready for that. John Robinson getting all the picks coming up in the draft. When we come back, we'll dive back into the Predators, revisit our poll question of the day, and ask this question. Could what happened after the game last night for the Predators have an impact on the game tonight? We'll discuss it next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
They drop the puck, and that's the game. Lightning take it. Predators got a goal to cut it to 2-1 earlier on in the third period, and the Lightning get two into the empty net.
Hey, Roman, you guys talked a lot last year about the inconsistencies, and you've talked about it this year as well. Why do you think that continues to be the case with this group, and how frustrating has that process been?
Yeah, it's frustrating for sure. Like I said, it's such a short season, and it's important to get off to a good start. And yeah, playing in your division the whole year, it's huge. Consistency is a huge thing. And like I said, that's something we need to figure out, and we need to figure it out quickly. And it's got to come for us. And we need to figure out. We don't have any time to play inconsistent. So we got to find a solution quick.
That was Predators captain Roman Josi after a 4-1 loss last night to the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Predators have dropped four of their past five games, and that's got us asking the question on Twitter today as our poll question at 102.5 The Game. What's your level of concern for the Preds after a fourth loss in five games and a 5-7-0 record to begin the season? The options are still early, neutral, slightly concerned, or very concerned. 494 votes are in, 68% going with very concerned, 22% say slightly concerned, 5% neutral, 5% say it's still early. There's some time here to get things figured out and turn around.
Excuse me, if you were a flower, you'd be a damned lion.
Oh, my goodness.
There's my submission.
I think they're getting worse.
They're definitely getting worse.
So the poll results, so we've gone up to 5% on the
Still early.
There's actually a good reasoned. There's a reasoned submission here on our Twitter feed from Daniel Vickery. You know, which I think he makes some good points. You know, of course, you should give an actual non-emotional working solution to the problem. A working solution is not firing someone. Be a coach. Use lifting comments. I'm slightly concerned, but realize, except for one game, every game this year was winnable. With that being said, want to see consistency. Keep and yet we keep changing line combinations. Be consistent there. Let your combination stay put. The Preds taking too many penalties, puts too much mix in line combinations already, and coaches know what they want for practices. So a little bit more of a grounded take on where they are. They have been close in a lot of games. You can look at it that way.
Yeah.
On the scoreboard.
They have been. The offense lately, though, has been difficult to come by. And, you know, Roman Josi, we played a clip from him coming back this segment after the game last night. You lose 4-1. You've lost 4 out of the last 5. And, you know, I was sitting there kind of waiting on the press conferences to begin on Zoom, and some more time was going by, more than normal, and nothing was happening. And I began to think to myself, wonder what's going on back there. And then the Predators PR staff got on there and said that there was a meeting going on with the players, and they'd have somebody out as soon as it was done. So a players-only meeting held at the end of the game last night. Dante Fabbro and Roman Josi came out and addressed the media after that, and Roman Josi was asked about the players-only meeting and what took place while that was going on. Here's what Roman Josi had to say.
Roman, we're aware that the team held a meeting after the game, players specifically. What was the general message, and as captain, what is your role in those types of meetings?
With all due respect, Adam, I'm not going to discuss what was said, but obviously we're not playing up to our potential right now. It's pretty obvious, and we need to find a way to get out of this. It's such a short season, so yeah, we talked amongst players, and we got to stick together and find a way out of this.
So that was Roman Josi after the game, and look, I think way too much is made in the world of sports of the players-only closed-door meeting stuff. Like, people have conversations all the time, and I think every time that happens, that fans are like, oh, there's a closed-door meeting going on.
Usually doesn't mean good things.
It usually doesn't mean very good things are happening. Now, could it have an impact on the game tonight? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe you get galvanized as a group. I don't know exactly what was said in there, but I know this. If you can't find a way to generate more offense and get through the zone more consistently than they did last night against Tampa Bay, I don't care what was said in the room. It's going to be hard to win that way.
Yeah, it's not great, and I understand it's a condensed season, but to be at this point in the season already going to the player only meeting.
Yeah,
I've never
We're
seen.
We're 12 games in.
I'm trying to remember. I'm sure, you know, sometimes you'll see teams turn things around, and people will point back to, that players-only meeting, that was a key, that was a turning point, actually. Or like a coach speech, like remember your Vols and the wonderful.
Remember Tebow getting up there on the mic after the game. People say that was a turning point when they won the national title game.
Well, Jeremy Pruitt last year at Florida gave an impassioned speech, and they just ripped off a bunch of wins.
Yeah, I can assure you that the gap is closing.
Yeah, it was.
And then exactly a year ago, we heard, what was the quote? The Vols are
Vols
back.
Vols are back.
We're about to start taking a bite out of some butts or something like that. Yeah. Anyway.
Better than kneecaps.
But that last season did turn around. Was
Balls
this
are back.
Another question on players only meetings is sometimes it's like, okay, you know, let's talk about like what we need to do or whatever. Or sometimes it's a everybody, okay, vent, right? Rip.
Yeah.
It's a free space. It's a safe space. Rip whoever
Say whatever
you want. I mean, is that are they there yet?
I don't know.
I mean, Johansson is hurt right now. I mean, that'd be a guy that I could see people saying, dude, come on. But he's not even. Active.
The way I kind of read it, like, it's not just a this year thing. I mean, this has got to be for players that have been around here a while. I mean, this has been building up for a long time. I mean, I doubt very seriously this is the first players only meeting they've had in the last 2 years. Like, I imagine they probably had a couple. So I don't think that this is like some game changing moment. Bottom line is they've just got to be better offensively, and I think it's fair at this point to ask whether or not they've got the players to do so. And obviously, Tampa Bay is a tough test. The defending cup champions, and they have been the best defensive team in the league. But you're going up against a goalie last night that you haven't seen and that hasn't played in 11 months. You should be on the attack. You should find a way to shoot every puck you can possibly shoot and test him early in the game. And the Predators just were not able to do that last night. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Nate, who wants to weigh in on the Preds. Nate, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Morning, guys. My take would probably not be as welcomed by Preds fans, but I just don't really know how to gauge them right now, because I feel like Poyle had his hands tied with the pandemic and expansion draft. If you try to, you know, trade for highly touted players or even highly touted prospects, or draft highly touted prospects, at least one would have been lost to expansion. And, you know, many teams aren't able to do much because of the cap. And I understand that we had some room, but the fans are also saying that Poyle is killing the future. And did they see who Poyle drafted? Because one of them was one of the best goalies out there for a few years down the road. I mean, I guess fans are just frustrated and running out of people to blame.
Hey, thanks for the call, Nate. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Nate Poyle.
Look, I'll put it this way. I agree with him from this standpoint, the offseason. I mean, you were limited in good options anyway. Like, it wasn't like it was a great free agent class. I mean, you had Taylor Hall, and I thought the Predators might take a run at him. But once you don't, I mean, the rest of the options aren't great out there. So I get that. But, I mean, the Predators fans have a right to be frustrated right now. This team is not, quite frankly, they're not a very good hockey team right now. Look, and unless they can change that around here, you've got some legitimate concerns moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, I think Nate brought up some good points, but I don't think that blaming David Poyle is some, like, last resort thing at this point. He's the guy who puts the team together. I mean, you got to look in a very clear, balanced way at the moves he's made over the past several years and what they've led to. And certainly there are some guys that are on this team that are underperforming, and that's, you know, you don't put that on him, but the overall construction of this team is on him, and it's not good enough right now.
Let's go back to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring on Bob from Antioch, who wants to weigh in on the Preds. Bob, thanks for calling into Robbie and Rex Road.
Thank you. I think it's pretty apparent that the Predators are overmatched against Tampa Bay. I know that's an understatement, whatever, but stating the obvious. But the Jofa line, especially, they just look like they're totally handcuffed against Tampa Bay's defense. And I think that that's just a clear indication that, you know, even though we obviously pin all of our hopes on the Jofa line, but I don't think that it's, you know, it's a top-tier line. I try to be optimistic, but I'd like to ask you guys, what do you think that they need to do realistically in terms of starting a rebuild? And I'll listen out there.
Hey, thanks, Bob. We appreciate it. I mean, look, it's still, to me, this season, early for the rebuild talk. But if you get much farther down this road this year, that's going to be something that's brought up. I mean, it is. And that's going to be something that you have to ask. And, you know, we brought it up earlier in the show. They kind of nibbled around the edges with the changes this past offseason. If it continues this direction and you miss the playoffs and you're finishing like seventh in the division, which they are right now, you've got to start to shake things up and trade some core players. And that's going to have to be the first step. Now, what can you get back for some of these core players? I don't know. I think it depends on the guy. There are some I think could get you back some pretty good pieces. There are some I think you're going to have a hard time moving on from based on the contracts that they've signed. But if this continues that way, that conversation absolutely is going
to
be had.
Yeah, and it's not great to be in the position of everyone knowing that you're blowing it up.
Right.
You know, and trying to shed contracts, and because that just puts you in a bad position in negotiating, but that may be the spot he's in.
So it's that time of the day. The Nashville Predators taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, and it's time for Preds Pick the Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and you can guess the goal score for the Nashville Predators tonight against Tampa Bay. If you get it right, you win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Turnaround shot and the score!
Who's going to find the back of the net in tonight's Preds game? Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click and welcome a listener to do the same. Pick to Click is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL.
And it's that time of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road. Time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning once again tonight. They fall 4-1 last night. They'll have another shot tonight at home against the defending Stanley Cup champions. And Preds Pick to Click, every Preds game day here on the show, a listener and the three of us have an opportunity to select a goal scorer for the Nashville Predators tonight. And if you're a listener and you get it right, you'll win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. And today we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome Rick from Lewisburg to the program. Rick, thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
So, Rick, your Preds Pick to Click for tonight against Tampa Bay. Who do you think gets it done? Who do you think finds the back of the net for the Nashville Predators?
Philip Forsberg.
Philip Forsberg off the board. He's off to a really good start this year. Rick, I like that pick.
Yeah, he's the leader. Most goals, I think, isn't he?
He is. So, Rick, we appreciate you taking time to join us here on the program. Forsberg going to be a very popular pick. Good luck to you. And Forsberg's starting to become more and more popular. He was picked yesterday, picked again tonight. Rick and Lewisburg going with Philip Forsberg.
Yeah, the surprise is that we've had one or two where he wasn't picked, right?
At all.
That's almost.
By all four of us.
In one or both of those occasions,
he scored. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pick to click malpractice.
Really
right
is.
There, so.
We should have done a much better job. All right, I went first yesterday. Didn't really help me at all. We'll see if I can get off snide today. Ryan Porth, I'm making you go first today. Who's your Preds pick to click for tonight's game against Tampa Bay?
Roman Josi.
Man, he just stole mine.
Going with the captain tonight.
So you think the captain, you know, being somewhat in charge last night of the players-only meeting, mad in the media last night, you think he comes out and plays with a vengeance tonight against Tampa Bay?
I think we're going to see a good game out of Roman Josi. And, look, I picked Josi last Thursday at Florida. Said,
you got to add a little variety to yours.
Said that when the backs are against the wall, the captain usually responds.
Okay.
So I'm going with 59.
All right, so Philip Forsberg been selected by Rick. Ryan Porth going with Roman Josi. Joe Rexroad, your Pred pick to click for tonight's game would be who?
Excuse me, do you have a shovel?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm digging you.
Jeez.
Boom! Okay,
that's not
better
option
than the last couple that
like
you
that
put
one
out there.
Porth's
howling on that one. Yeah, some of these dad joke pickup lines hit him just right. So I'm seriously asking this. Are we allowed to pick nobody?
No.
No? Okay.
You know, they've got the same players on the team.
Yeah, I know.
It shouldn't take you this long.
I'm going through the whole roster right now and saying, who do I think will score a goal? You know what? Because I like how he looked on the power play last night.
Ooh, I know where you're going.
Let's give me some Ellie Tolvanen.
Ooh, I like it. Nick Tolvanen breaks through tonight.
He did have a couple shots on the power play last night.
He looked okay, yeah.
I thought he looked crafty, as I've seen him before.
Yeah?
When I predicted greatness for him in 2018.
Yes, you did. At the Winter Olympics. Yeah. So Ellie Tolvanen.
Ice is a little bigger.
That's got to be the first selection for Ellie Tolvanen this year, right?
I think it is.
So Ellie Tolvanen off the board here in the competition.
If I get this right.
Oh, yeah. Look, he had a couple close calls last night. Ellie Tolvanen selected by Joe Rexroad here on the program. I am going to stick with a guy who I think is still playing well. The last couple of games, there needs to be a higher level out of him. Give me Mikael Granlund. I think that line, if the Predators are going to generate anything offensively while Ryan Johansson is out, it's going to have to come from that line. Like right now, Duchesne, Forsberg, Granlund, that's going to have to be the line that drives this team forward. I like Granlund's ability to get involved around the net. And I think against Tampa Bay, that's how you're going to have to score goals. Arvidsson last night, right in front of the net, screening the goalie. Fabro's shot finds its way through. I like Granlund's ability to get to the net. So because of that, I'm going Mikael Granlund in the competition today.
Yep, I like it. Granlund's been a popular pick. I don't know that he hit. I think one of our listeners got Granlund
yes,
right.
Yes, one of our listeners time. Got yeah. Granlund right. We have not gotten Granlund right. But I'm going to change that tonight.
Yeah, they've got to. You're right. That line, there's a lot of pressure on that line with Johansson out.
There is a lot of pressure. That's for sure. So that is today's edition of Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Ryan Porth going with Roman Josi. Joe Rexroad with Ellie Tolvanen being selected. I'm taking Mikael Granlund. And our listener today, Rick from Lewisburg, going with Philip Forsberg, number 9, who has been the best player for the Predators so far this season. So, gentlemen, good luck in the competition tonight.
You don't mean that.
I don't. I just mean it for myself.
Is it possible my pick to click doesn't play tonight?
I would have a hard time believing that he wouldn't play tonight.
Yeah, I think he's playing. but that's an interesting thing to think about.
I mean, I've thought about that. That's possible. At some point this year for us to – I mean, what if one of us yesterday selected Matthias Ekholm, and then we find out later he's missing the game because of baby reasons?
That's right.
So
it's going
to
happen.
Some of it just happens. But like everything else in sports this year, you've just got to find a way to adapt.
Well, I got hosed on Pigskin Pick'em like that a couple times too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd like to protest those results.
Wah, wah.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Well, the Titans Media League champion sometimes doesn't get everything going his way.
Well, that's true. I think it'll be okay, though.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you drink soda? Because you look so delicious.
Oh, my goodness. very good. We are taking your submissions all show long here for Love Week on Robbie and Rex Road. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Today, looking for the best pickup lines, the number one you've either used or that you've heard. And we've had a lot of good ones here on our text line, also on Twitter as well. Andrew on the text line says, are you a toaster? Because I want to take a bath with you. Let me tell you this. You don't want to take a bath with a toaster. Don't be doing that.
That's a good point.
Can't have that here on the program. Oh, man. Yours keep getting worse. We mentioned Tori's earlier in the program as well about the 26 years of marriage and the husband still throwing out the pickup lines, which could be some advice for you, Joe, when you get home to use this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one of these I'm going to use tonight. So, you know, when I get home, I just got to be there's a lot of options out there. I'm sure it'll go over really well.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I know all 22 letters in the alphabet. The girl, there's 26 letters. Guy says, I see you. And the girl says, that's 25. Guy says, oh, goodness, I can't even read the rest of that.
I know. No, that's a good punchline.
I can't read the rest of that. That would start it off so innocently, and then it didn't. Let's try to keep them clean here.
But there's an alphabet one that's a... There's a good alphabet one.
There's a
non-dirty alphabet one.
Yeah, but you're navigating through the website over here. Adam in Portland says, if nothing lasts forever, will you be my nothing? Hmm. What do we think the success rate is with that one?
Hmm. That's a very, you know, that's deep. That's a deep one.
I feel like that could work. Like Ryan Porce, his worked.
It absolutely works.
He now has a
works.
Wife because of it.
I've got a wedding ring on
remind people what your line was.
Well, we were just starting to talk on a dating app called Hinge, which is a classier version than some other dating apps
it is.
Out there. And it was that time for me to get the number. And I don't... Well, in my dating app days, before I met Amanda, I did not like just directly asking, what is your number?
A little creativity to
it. I wanted to add a little flair, a little creativity to it. So I threw in there... to Amanda, I said, I'm trying to log on to my email, and the security question is, what is Amanda's phone number? Do you think you could help me out here?
Yes.
Oh, so dorky. I love it.
Was talking about yours. You were reading, just getting worse. That one is, Ryan Porce is so bad that it's good. So do you get made fun of by this now? By her?
Oh, yeah.
Like how
every once in a
while.
Okay. You know, every few months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say, like, there are some things that I envy about, well, a lot of things about young people, but dating apps, not one of them. I understand it makes it easier in theory.
It worked.
Yeah, no, I mean, it works a lot. So, I mean, obviously that you can have, but like just the idea of going through that process, you know, putting like your interests in little mugshot.
Well, the alphabet, I found the alphabet one that I thought I was reading earlier that I turned out to not be reading. This is the one I meant to read. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together.
There it is. There's the safe for radio one.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's cute.
So we'll be taking your submissions for the remainder of the show here on the program. Your best pickup lines on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card for Genesis Diamonds. So make sure you get those submissions in before the show runs out here in the next hour. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.